This is Lynn Fosse, Senior Editor, CEO, CFO. Today we're talking with Stuart A. Gold, Chief Executive Officer of Health Sciences Group, Inc., ticker symbol ATST, on the OTC Bulletin Board. Mr. Gold, you're new to Health Sciences. What's attracted you?
Well, I think that what attracted me to Health Sciences is what should attract everybody to this category, which is the need for a life of health and balance and well-being. I think that according to the latest, or agree with the latest Gallup poll, which shows that the majority of Americans consider improving their health and well-being and wellness as their number one health improvement, is where the market is going. So why I see the definition of lifestyle as changing from one that used to define consumption, possessions, recreation, to be a new definition, the choosing of a life of health and wellness. So I believe that lifestyle or health style is becoming the new lifestyle, and that Health Sciences Group has the platform which positions itself in the marketplace best to present the products that can answer this booming kind of megatrend.
So tell me a little bit about Health Sciences.
Well, Health Sciences is a group that has made a priority commitment to obtaining patents and technologies and formulations in the nutraceutical and functional marketplace. They are and have been developing platforms to bring these technologies to the market.
All right, and I guess, where are they now in that process, and why is the time to bring someone like yourself in? And please tell us a little bit about your background that makes you appropriate for the task.
Well, in the past, what they've done is, again, they've obtained the technologies and the formulations, but they've never positioned themselves to market them into the channels that are offering the best opportunities. And what I foresee is that, you know, Health Sciences Group now is about making wellness a matter of choice, not a matter of chance. And they can do this by taking, again, these technologies and these platforms and applying them to the opportunity that awaits. My background is in the marketing of and the creation of these wellness functional products, and I recognized instantly that they did have and do have a wherewithal and a line of science that addresses these opportunities in the marketplace. What's happening now, and what I'm very interested in, is the concept of healthcare versus health, prevention and wellness versus pharma and chronic care. As the aging baby boomer demographic seems to be expanding this opportunity, it's all about, you know, acting on this opportunity. And in the past, Health Science Group has been just deep in planning and hasn't really been able to execute on the action side. And we're going to execute now a strategic plan, which is doing things and moving forward. Again, I think that it's all about great performance being a byproduct of great products. And again, Health Science Group, I believe, is perfectly positioned to bring some great products to market.
I know you have Health Science has a number of products now. What are they focused on, and why do people need them?
The products that are and are based on the technologies that are in-house address heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, and all those derivatives of those things that are capturing the headlines every day. So again, we are very excited about being able to not only attach ourselves to market share in the future, but to create mind share, to create products with a purpose, bring to the market game-changing solutions to the marketplace.
I guess I'm looking for a little bit more specifics about the product and the products, you know, why we need them or why they're different. There are so many products out there to choose from every day, many in the general category that you are in. What's, I guess, unique about what Health Science has planned and what is it really going to address? What specific issues? Please feel free to tell me.
Yeah, well, once you get out the crystal ball, it's again, in all seriousness, the I guess the day-to-day headlines of the need and want for addressing these chronic health problems that are coming to face every day, and why there's a myriad of products that again address these things. I guess again, it's a matter of creating an experience with the consumer, educating the consumer, providing them the correct information about what the products do, and then making the products appeal to them. I think in the past and what's available now is a mindset that says, what are the products going to do to me? And what we're going to do is start to educate the public into what are our products going to do for you.
Okay, fair enough. Are you looking to license, purchase, develop new technologies, new formulations? Do you have enough in the stable? Where do you stand in terms of patents? Give me a little more sense of fleshing out the plans there.
Well, the plan is a plan of again, of what's on record, basically, again, that we have these groupings of great products and we've got to execute bringing them to market. But as far as the future is concerned and where we're going, again, the new direction of the company is to offer products with a purpose to evolve and involve the consumer mentality into what these products can do for them. So we're going to create products that have a message of connecting and engaging with their needs and wants.
All right.
And I'll just add one little piece on there because I think I didn't answer your other question too fully, and that was what our future is going to be about as far as the product stable is that we're going to continue to be innovative and not imitative in bringing these products to the marketplace by bringing, again, a messaging, a promise, and having those two things actually be the premise for the direction of the company.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the financial picture of the company today. Development is always costly.
You know, in all honesty, Lynn, you're the first interview I've given, and all those things are in flux, and I'm trying to get my arms around them at this very moment. I'm stuttering around because this is actually my first day.
All right.
So while that's not probably the answer you want to hear, and I could probably give you a more definitive answer, maybe in a day or two, I have to stand on what's available as a public record right now.
Absolutely. And what we want is what the case is. I mean, it's clear you're new to the company and lots of exciting things are going to happen.
I certainly can tell, you know, your audience that the idea of where this company can go and how it's positioned now as to the opportunity that awaits it in the marketplace is what's got me excited coming from the background of bringing to market a constant and consistent flow of products that are for wellness. So I'm very excited about what we have in the stable and what we're going to be capable of developing and how we're going to bring it to the market.
With the baby boomers getting older and with so many changes, is this the right time for this new approach? Or what makes you believe that it is?
Again, going back to headlines of this morning where the obesity rate in children is so high and concerning, I think that today is a day that's too late, but it's the first day to correct it. And I think that good health is the foundation for a happy and productive and fulfilling life. And that's why at Health Sciences we're going to be dedicated to the development of innovative products that support and enhance a health style with a refined focus on nutrition and ongoing wellness and functional well-being. I believe that it's not only a baby boomer demographic, but it's also a psychographic. It's about, again, getting the information out there and educating the consumer about what's important. You know, we're going to all be facing a society that's either going to be involved in health care or good health. It's going to be involved in, again, either prevention and wellness versus pharma and chronic care. And it's a decision that needs to be made today.
What should potential investors know about health sciences? I'm sure you did a lot of due diligence before you came aboard. What should people realize about the company?
That the company recognizes that there is a huge opportunity for its platform of products, that the company is committed to bringing in talent to execute not only the current platform, but to renew and reimagine products that can be out there to address the growing opportunities that are present, that we are a company that, again, recognizes the importance of wellness and preventative health care, and that we also have a grasp on how the consumer feels about how important this is. And it's just a matter of, again, being innovative enough to attract the attention by getting into the right channels with the right products and bringing, again, a mindset that while these opportunities are out there, we're a company that's going to get some sleep, but we're never going to rest. We're going to be relentless about taking this opportunity and doing something with it.
And that's why you're the CEO now.
I'm here to make a change, and I'm an evangelist about this health and wellness category. And again, it's all going to be about bringing great products to market that offer an opportunity for wellness to become a matter of choice, not a matter of chance.